Good morning. My guest this morning is Larry Robinson, and he is going to be talking about, at this time of year, what else? Rumi's Caravan. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Rowan.
So, Rumi's Caravan, which one is this? I always like
this
to know.
This is the 17th annual of our big event. Uh-huh. Right? We also have a traveling troupe that performs all over the state.
Right.
But this is our 17th of the gala event.
Well, there's people in our audience, surprisingly enough, I'm sure, who don't know who Rumi is or what it's all about. So why don't you briefly describe what this event is?
Sure. Well, just a little background on Rumi. Jalaluddin Rumi was a Persian Sufi mystic of the 13th century who's actually the founder of the Order of the Whirling Dervishes. And he also wrote, I believe it's something like 64,000 lines of poetry.
Wow,
actually, he
yeah.
didn't write it. He composed it and spoke it spontaneously, and his students would record it.
Uh-huh.
And those have been passed down. And actually, he's now the best-selling poet in America.
Really?
Quite
great.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
All due to some wonderful translations by Helmut Kaminsky and Coleman Barks
right,
and others.
Right.
So what the caravan is an evening of poetry in the ecstatic tradition, and it features a lot of the poetry of Rumi, but also Hafez, Kabir, William Blake, and modern poets like William Stafford and James Joyce. And what we do is actually a poetic conversation. Each of the performers and presenters has a body of poetry committed to memory. And none of us know precisely which poems we're going to do
uh-huh.
that afternoon or that evening, and which ones are going to come next. It evolves like a conversation. One of us will share a poem, and then that will spark somebody else's sharing of a poem. And
that's so great. That is really in the tradition, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what is Rumi saying?
Rumi is saying that, the message is actually very simple. And it's the same message that all the great mystics share, which is that the most important thing in our lives is love. And love for each other, love for the divine, love for this beautiful planet that we are blessed to inhabit and have the responsibility of caring for. And, all the mystics talk about the unity of existence and the interconnectedness and the interdependence of everything. And this is, of course, the theme of Rumi's Caravan.
So how has your life changed since you've been involved in Rumi's Caravan over all these years?
Well, it's been immeasurably enriched by cultivating the practice of memorizing these poems. I have become kind of some people call me a poetic jukebox, but that's I prefer to think of it as these poems have come to live in me and with me, and they are teachers, they are companions in difficult times, they are good medicine, and sharing this with people has been one of the greatest joys of my life.
Oh, great. Well, Larry, I want you to keep up with Rumi's Caravan as long as you can. And I also want you to be the poet laureate of the Wacko Bulletin Board for as long as you can. I depend on the poems you publish there, as you probably know.
Thank you. Thank you, Rowan.
And let's tell people that this is Rumi's Caravan. It's February 10th, 2 p.m. or 7 p.m., right? Two showings, really, at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. For information, 829-4797 or sebarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti, NKRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.